朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
感谢主，我们在1963年开始全时间出来侍奉。
I thank the Lord that me and my wife came out to serve the Lord full time since 1963.
我们一起出来，但是那个时候呢，我就担任了台湾校园福音团契的总干事。
At that time, I was the general secretary of Campus Evangelical Fellowship.
那个时候，因为刚刚开始，所以呢。校园团契的同工也不是很多，只有三位。
Because it was the beginning phase, there weren't that many co-workers. In fact, there were only three.
所以呢，总干事呢，从另外一个角度来看，应该说是干总事，什么事情都要做。
So the general secretary have to take care of general affairs.
所以呢，常常也要去帮助我们校园团契所印刷出版的校园杂志。
So very often, I would also participate in the publication of our magazine.
那么有的时候呢，为了要赶时间，所以我就到印刷厂去校对，而不是让他们送到校园团契来让我们校对。
In order to save time, very often I would actually go to the printing factory to check the galley proofs.
那么当我们在那里校对的时候呢，中间有一些空档。那么我有机会呢，就跟那个印刷厂的小老板、老板的儿子有机会聊天。
And whenever there's a little bit of free time during this process, I would converse with the son of the boss.
那次跟那个小老板对话，影响了我一生在侍奉上有相当大的一个冲击。
During one of these conversations, I remember very vividly.The contents of that conversation influence my service for the rest of my life.
因为那个印刷厂呢，当时是在台北非常靠近万华的风化区，就是所谓的红灯区。
The printing factory that we were using was located very close to the equivalent of the combat zone.
他说：“李牧师，上帝真的爱世人吗？”
The first question he posed to me was, Pastor Lee.Does God truly love the people of the world?
我没有经过很多的思想，我就告诉他说：“当然，上帝爱世人。”
Without even going through much thinking, I responded, "Of course, God loves the world."
因为这，我觉得是上帝给我机会，开始可以跟他好好传福音的时候。
And I felt perhaps God is giving me an opportunity to share the gospel with this person.
但是他不让我讲，他接下去又问第二个问题。
But he didn't allow me to go on. He continued with his questioning.
当他问第二个问题的时候，我就开始想一想那个答案。
When he asked me the second question, I was forced to think about the answer.
因为第二个问题不是那么回答，我知道在接下来他第三个问题大概我没有办法答得出来。
Because I realized which direction he was going, if I cannot answer the second question well, I cannot answer the third question.
第二个问题是什么呢？
So what was the second question?
他说：“既然上帝爱世人，李牧师，请问你，在对面那里有许许多多的风尘女子，那些妓女，上帝爱他们吗？”
Because his second question was, if God truly loves the world, does God love those prostitutes over there?
我说这个问题很容易回答，当然答案是正面。
I know it's very easy to answer in some sense because obviously the answer is positive.
但是我知道第三个问题是很难招架。
But I knew if I answered this way, he would come up with a third question that I will find difficult.
不出我料，他第三个问题就是说，既然上帝爱那些风尘女子，请问你们基督徒当中谁去告诉他们呢？
Because he did continue with his line of questioning, he said, if God loves those prostitutes,Tell me why the Christians are not telling them this news.
弟兄姊妹，三十多年来，这一个对话一直在我心里面。只要想起来，我就觉得里面有很大的震撼。
In these 3 decades of serving the Lord, whenever I recall this conversation, I feel a strong stirring in my heart.
没有问题，我们都相信，我们都承认，我们都宣扬上帝爱世人的道理。
True, we all claim that we proclaim the good news that God loves the world.
但是不可否认的，在我们传福音的事上，我们有一个极大的矛盾在我们心里面。
But we cannot deny the fact that in our proclaiming of the gospel, we are faced with much paradox.
当然，他那天告诉我说，李牧师，你既然说你这个上帝爱这些妓女。
Obviously, this person was insinuating that Pastor Lee, if you say God loves these prostitutes,
你去传吗？
Are you willing to go and tell them this news?
我是不是拿了圣经？我说好吧，你既然要我去，我就去吧，就走到那个妓女货那里去。
Will I then respond by saying, since you challenge me, I will take my Bible and I'll go among their midst?
我说我的心是干净的，我的动机是好的。
Because I have a clean heart and I have a good motivation.
但是请问，如果李牧师去那里传了福音，从那个里面出来，被我们的李明哲长老看到怎么办？
But what if when I walked inside to preach the gospel, when I come out, I was met by our elder, Ming Zhe Li?
弟兄姊妹，我讲这个比方，不是用一个很轻松、很随便的态度来讲。
I'm not giving this example lightly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在我们信仰的实用这一方面，我们有许许多多的矛盾。
There are many paradoxes in our practical working out of our Christian faith.
在我们的心里面不知不觉地把听福音的对象把它分了类。
Very often in our hearts, we have actually categorized people that we will share the gospel with.
如果我们分类的话，神爱世人这四个字就错了。
Of course, if we categorize different people, then it's false when we say God loves the world.
如果神爱世人是对的话，我们的分类就错了。
If God truly loves the world, then we would commit an error when we categorize.
这是非常明显的，神的话不会错，证明在我们许许多多基督徒的世界观上，我们有许多值得斟酌、考虑、重新思考的地方。
Since the word of God is not in error, then it is obvious that in our Christians' worldview, we need to reevaluate ourselves.
我为什么今天提到三十多年前的往事？
You may ask, why am I talking about things that happened 30 years ago?
许多的弟兄姊妹跟我们夫妇讲，李牧师、李师母，为什么要到泰国偏僻的地方去呢？
Because many of you have asked me and my wife, why are you going to this God-forsaken place in northern Thailand?
在过去18年，神在这里明显的因着弟兄姊妹的祷告同心，神用了你们。
Isn't it clear that God has used you and your wife in this church for the past 18 years?
我相信最近常常想起那次的对话，与我们这次参与在这个超越文化的事工上有一点关系。
Perhaps what I experienced 30 years ago has something to do with our endeavor coming out.
今天有许许多多社会的边缘人是被教会所忽略的人。
There are many people at the fringes of society that are being neglected by the church.
那一次的对话成为我的一个挑战。
That conversation became a challenge to me.
那一次的对话也成为我侍奉主的意向。
It also became a vision for my service to the Lord.
不错，在英文 vision 这个字翻译成中文有意向这个意思。
The Chinese word for vision could also be translated as a
有意义的成分在里面。
Strange，
就是说，当我们一讲到 vision， 我们感觉就是说这是一个看见。当我们翻成中文意象的时候，难免有强调那个特别的那个成分。
The Chinese version of the word vision connotates a strange sight.
我觉得是对的，因为在圣经里面，我们常常看见使徒见到异象，那些跟随耶稣的人看，就做了一些异梦。
Yes, I think this is correct because when we read the scriptures about how different people see visions,
在使徒行传第十章，我们看见有一块大布坠下来，被彼得看见，彼得说这是个异象。
In Acts 10, for example, Peter saw a vision, a large sheet coming down from heaven.
在使徒行传第九章，不只是在第十章讲了一块大布，在第九章看到一道的大光照到扫罗，后来改名到保罗的身上。
And in chapter 9, we saw a bright light came upon Paul.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记那个照到扫罗那个光，圣经说是四面把他照着的。
We recall that in the scriptures that the light surrounded Paul.
没有一种光是可以把人四面照的。
There's no light that can indeed truly surround us.
所有人的光就是一面。
The light of man is from one plane.
只有那个有特异的光照人的时候是把人四面照住的。
There's only a strange light that can indeed surround us.
我们知道不只是那个光照到了扫罗圣诞节快到了当牧羊的人 在外面旷野的在、这个牧羊群羊的时候天上的大光也是一样四面把他们照住
And as the Christmas season approaches we also recall the shepherds that saw the bright lights in the heaven
这是神的光
This is the light of God
人的光是一面
The light of man comes from one direction.
神的光是四面
But the light of God surrounds us.
人的光照到人的时候
When the light of man comes upon us,
有被照到的一面
There's a part that's illuminated.
也有被隐藏的另外一面
But there's also a shadow that is cast.
所以当人的光临到我们的时候
So when the light of man comes upon us,
是一面照到但是同时呢我们有一些污秽肮脏不得见人的事情藏在那个人的光的后头
While one face is being illuminated, many ugly things perhaps can hide in the shadow.
所以我们看见圣经里面，这被称为异象。
So that's why we say these are strange sights.
但是今天我们刚才吴牧师在我们所读的《使徒行传》十六章，我们觉得不那么的异。
But perhaps when we read Acts 16, the passage that we read today,We feel that this vision is not that strange.
好吧，我们一起翻到刚才我们所读的《使徒行传》十六章第六节到第十节。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 16, verses 6 to 10.
我们特别注意第九节，这里告诉我们说，在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
Verse 9 tells us, during the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him,Come over to Macedonia and help us.
那么到底保罗在这里看到的一个马其顿人所在夜间的异象到底是怎么解释呢
So how do we explain this vision of a man of Macedonia during the night?
我在圣经里面找不到也没有办法从这一段圣经里面看到到底那个异的程度是有多少
From this verse and this context, I do not see what's so strange about this.
有一次我看到一个参考书是 William Barclay 所写的一本书。
I once read the William Barclay's commentary upon this.
他是怎么解释的？很有意思。
I felt that his comments are very interesting.
他说保罗啊，因为出去宣教，水土不服，营养不良，后来生病。
He claimed that Paul, because he was a missionary, was traveling through strange areas. Perhaps he has taken ill.
所以呢，他们就临时找到一个医生，一个大夫来帮助他。
Because he was on his sick bed, they found a doctor to come and visit him.
那个大夫的名字叫什么呢？就叫路加。
And this doctor's name was Luke.
就是写《使徒行传》的作者路加医生。
The very same Luke that penned the Acts of the Apostles.
那么路加来了以后呢，就医这个保罗的病，也有机会跟他谈论一些事情。
And while Luke was looking after the physical illness of Paul, they started conversing.
因为后来他们发现路加就是一个马其顿人。
And then they discovered that Luke was a man from Macedonia.
所以那天晚上是一个非常平常的一次的基督徒与基督徒之间的交通和对话。
So one can say that during that night, it was a very ordinary common conversation or sharing between Christian friends.
好像尼哥底母晚上来见耶稣一样，那样一件事情。
Perhaps you can liken that to Nicodemus coming to see Jesus at night.
当路加医了这个保罗的病以后呢，他们两个人就开始挑灯夜谈。
As Luke took care of Paul's illness, they started to talk well into the night.
当他们不断地谈的时候，保罗就接受这样的一个很强烈的挑战。
And as they start to share with each other, Paul received from Luke this strong challenge.
因为对保罗来讲，这是不可思议的事情，从亚洲要跨过一个海峡，要进到欧洲去传福音。
Perhaps in the mind of Paul, it has never occurred to him that he was going to bring the gospel from Asia into Europe.
然后在第十节，保罗即看见这异象，到底保罗看的这个异象是指什么呢？
And then in verse 10, we said, after Paul had seen the vision, What is this vision?
我相信不是那个马其顿人，而是马其顿的需要。
I believe this vision is not the vision of the man of Macedonia, but the need of the region.
后来他在第十节说，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。那个以为呢，在英文是 concluding， 结论。经过了一些讨论以后，他们得到了这样的一个结论。
And in verse 10, the English version says, we concluded that God had called us to preach the gospel to them.
弟兄姊妹，不管这件事情意义的程度有多少，或者是一个很平常的对话，我们知道这件事情影响教会历史很大。
No matter whether this was a strange sight or an ordinary sharing, this had a very important watershed in the work of the church.
因为从这里以后，福音就从亚洲进到欧洲了。
Because after this, the gospel went from Asia into Europe.
今天早上我想跟弟兄姊妹分享，就是一个有意向的事工，不管是教会的事工，是宣道的事工，在这几节圣经里面，我们看到两个很重要的特点。
From these verses, we can see two important themes which are important in the vision of whether it's missionary work or whether it's church ministry.
意向带来侍奉。
The vision brings service.
我们怎么知道这个侍奉是有意向的呢？
How do we know that what we are doing, what we are serving, is coming from a vision?
我们要看这些侍奉带来的是一个什么样的见证，什么样的一个结果。
We need to see the ministry and the service that we are doing, what kind of results do we bring forth?
所以从这个结果我们可以看见这个侍奉是有意向。
From the fruits, we can check to see whether this was born out of a vision.
我想今天早上跟大家分享两件事情。
Perhaps I will share with you on two different aspects.
这两件事情是兄弟在过去侍奉的体验里面觉得非常非常重要。
These two are very important ideas in my service in my past years.
弟兄姊妹，你们知道，最近我准备讲道很困难。
You know, recently it's been difficult for me to prepare the sermons.
因为今天讲完以后，下一次讲到就是12月25号。
Because after this sermon, the next one will be the 25th of December.
12月25号过了一天，26号我们就要进入宣教的工厂。
And the day after that, we will be leaving for Atlanta, and from there on, we will go into the mission field.
弟兄姊妹，我心里面有许许多多的话要跟大家分享。
I have so many words that I want to share with you from my heart.
有许多的负担要跟大家交通。
There are so many burdens that I would like to share with you.
今天早上我要分享的这两个重点是我心里面非常深的负担。
And what I'm going to share with you today are two very important burdens in my heart.
第一件事情是什么呢？
What is the first?
我们在第九节看见那个马其顿人对保罗说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
In verse 9, Paul saw this man of Macedonia begging him, come over and help us.
如果你是保罗，如果我是保罗，我们的反应是什么？
If you and I were Paul, how will we respond to this?
我们一定祷告。
We say we will pray.
还有那边有需要。
There's a need.
神啊，我们求你做工在马其顿的当中。
God, we pray that you will work in Macedonia.
求你做你自己的大事来拯救这些人世上的灵魂。
Work your mighty deeds over there and save the lost souls.
第十节保罗不是这样祷告。
But in verse 10, we do not see Paul praying like this.
也许他祷告，但是在这段圣经里面并没有记载他在那里祷告。
Perhaps he did pray, but it was not recorded.
但是他就跟其他的弟兄姊妹一同商量，然后得到结论，以为神要我们去传福音。
But in verse 10, we see that he has shared this among his co-workers, and they concluded that God had called them.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫感动？就是上帝感我们动，这叫真正的感动。
We say that God called us so that we will respond.
什么叫上帝感我们动呢？就是在侍奉的里面，我们看见上帝和人配合在一起的这样一个图画。
When we say that God moves us, what we're really saying is we see God co-working with us.
中国人一直几千年来在那里寻找，在那里追求天人合一的境界。
And isn't that the goal of the Chinese for the past thousands of years? And that is we can be one with heaven.
感谢主，我们在圣经里面看到耶稣基督的救恩就是让天人合一的救恩。
But the gospel of Jesus is also the gospel of unification of man and heaven.
因着耶稣基督，我们能够与神和好，成为神人合在一起的这样的一个福音。
Because of the work of Jesus, we are reconciled to God.
天人合一，带出得救的见证和生命。
And because of this unification and reconciliation, we can come up with the fruits of the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要忘记，天人合作也是上帝做工目的之一。
Let's not forget that part of the purpose of God's work is that we can co-work with Him.
天人合一带出得救的生命，天人合作带出侍奉的生命。
Our unification brings forth our salvation and the gospel, but then it also brings forth our co-working with heaven or God.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹。感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。